But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
The Lord is putting a burden in my heart, and I think we should do it very quickly. For many of us, I know we come in here week in, week out, and we just come to enjoy the presence of God and enjoy the touch of the Spirit, and we go. For many of us, we really don't know why God sets this platform and what He is set to do with it. I want us to, if you can't see it, I'll read it loud for us. Let's go over the vision and the mission of this move, and we're also going to go through our declaration. The media, if you can project it, I would truly appreciate it so that those outside and inside can see it. Just project it on the screen. Let's do it together. We are starting from our vision. At the count of three, I'm going to read it loud so that everybody will know. What you hear is what will happen to you when you come to this place. One, two, go. From the vision: to raise watchmen, saviors, and deliverers over families and territories. That's number one. To raise kingdom functionaries, people who can be the eye of the Spirit over that family, over that territory. That's what we call a watchman. Scripture in the next, he says, to bring speed and what? Settlements. Please tell your neighbor, speed and settlement. Things can continue to go very slow. Things can continue to delay until you encounter these mandates. It brings speed and settlement to God's people. The third one, let's go, one, two, three, go. To resist the spirits of confusion and their territorial initiatives. To resist the spirits of confusion and their territorial initiatives. One of the mandates of an apostolic platform is to strive to bring order, to strive to preserve the heritage of truth in a territory. This is one of the core vision of this ministry, to resist the spirits of confusion and their territorial initiatives. The mission of this particular move is to raise kingdom functionaries and create sustainable systems that would equip the believer for an impactful life. If you can hear me, say amen. Please permit me, let's take our declaration also. One, two, go. He says, I am an ambassador of God's kingdom, a part of a generation that is empowered, motivated, and stirred to act with supernatural excellence and virtue. I commit to live an exemplary lifestyle of leadership and excellence, and to do all within my power to advance God's kingdom, first in the hearts of people and across my territory and sphere of influence. I read this to myself every morning. Every morning, I remind myself that my life will not just be lived to just meet the cares of life and I die eventually and I did not enforce the mandate of the kingdom. 1 minute, bow your head quickly and say, Lord, let your word in this mandate, let it be visible in my life. Let me be a partaker. Speed and settlements to raise kingdom functionaries and create sustainable systems. Make sure you are talking to God quickly. Lord, make me the first partaker. Make me the first partaker. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. Last week, by the leading of the Spirit, I began to share something with us, and God will help us mightily today, quickly before we go. I began to share with us from the book of John chapter 1. I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm going to read it. Please just stay with Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. Scripture says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John, right? Verse 7 of John chapter 1, verse 7, he says, the same came. Let's go through that scripture. Let's go through it. Media, please give us John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Verse John chapter 1 verse 6. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Right? Verse 7, scripture says, the same came for a witness. Wait. Go back to verse 6. It went off when you projected it. Let's do it again. 1, 2, go. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7 now. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Emmanuel. There was a man sent from God whose name was Emmanuel. Sent from God captured that statement. Sent from God captured the expectations of God, the boundaries of his habitation, the purposes he comes to serve in the world. And God never sends anybody by mistake. You know, I took a brief while to build a little on the biological race that happened before this person turned out as a human being. Pregnancy is not easy. Go and ask women looking for babies, then you will know that it's not just easy to be pregnant. It takes a lot of biological race for a body to be formed. And scripture says God can send a man, but verse 7 made it very clear that the one that God sent and the one that came was the same. The same came. If you can hear me, say amen. God sent this guy to show up and through his life to witness to a whole territory that God is merciful, that he will introduce the mercy of God to a people that have known hardship, known frustration. The day this guy begins to reveal the mercy of God, it is only at that time that the heaven can say, the person who was sent has showed up. The same came. If you can hear me, say amen. John was sent to come and be a forerunner, to show men the Messiah. John's ministry began to find relevance when John began to prepare the way for Jesus, down till the time when John said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. John aligned to the purpose why he was sent. Tell your neighbor, the same came. You see, when God sends us, he sends us with a purpose and he sends us with an assignment. The definition of success by Zion is your ability to meet the purpose that God sent you to solve. Unfortunately, there's another definition of success in cosmos. In cosmos, success is a standard. Anybody that resembles that standard is successful. But in Zion, success is not a standard. Success is a specific task. Success is doing the will of he that sent you. In Zion, they can produce a calculator and a screwdriver. The screwdriver has no business trying to do arithmetic. The day Zion called that screwdriver successful was when he loosed the knots, or when he tied the knots. No matter how many arithmetic the calculator is doing, the screwdriver has no business. This is why they say, for them, comparing themselves among themselves are not wise, because all men have separate ordinations. Down to ministry, you try to sound like somebody. You try to do it after the order of another, but you were giving your own tax. You were giving your own unique voice. Why did you lose your voice trying to sound like another? Your reward is in aligning to the very thing you were sent to do, even if it does not look popular for your generation. How many of us have abandoned our calling just to look like the standard? In Zion, success is not a standard. Success is the ability to align to the task you were sent to do. In the world, success is rated by cars and houses. In the kingdom, success is rated by the impact your life has around the purposes you were sent to do. Many of you are looking at yourself like a failure. God is bringing this charge to you and saying, I remember, I am seeing what you are doing. Don't get distracted. Don't allow men give you their definition of things. I will tell you one truth. There are two places where men receive the commendation from God from. One, on the earth, and two, in the immortal courts of eternity. Unfortunately, where you should be very scared of the most is whether the master will say to you at the end of the day,
Welcome, thou good and faithful servant, or depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. Who is a worker of iniquity? Is he a sinner? No. He's a person that advanced agendas that was not laid out for him. You advanced things that didn't in any way. Can I share something with you? There are many things we put attention to. Many things we'll invest our strength and our youthful age in. And many of them, you cannot carry it from this realm. Time itself can close it. Time can close my master's degree. And as funny as it sounds, I cannot even transfer that degree to another person. He died with me. Nobody can remember me and be appreciating me for that degree that I gave it to him. And with that, he's blessing him. It means I came empty-handed. And when I'm about to leave, the areas that the world calls success, I'm reiterating it. There is a standard in cosmos that we have all been conditioned to give all our best to. And unfortunately, these are the things that even time can close. There are other investments that you can carry from this realm and enter the other realm with. It can travel with you. Example of one, the souls you won during your time on the earth, they are stars on your crown. The Bible says, and them that win souls are wise, they shall shine like the firmaments of heaven. Why are you investing in things that time alone can make it look like you never did anything? And there are other things. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness and all other things. You see, there is a realm where God promotes men from. Like I said in the place I ministered last week, unfortunately it's not on the internet. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, and my spirit, breathe on me. I don't know if somebody's cry. Take my body, my soul, and my spirit, breathe on me. Lord, sometimes I try to stand for your agenda, but I find another law in my body. I find another law in my body. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 21. Everybody, inside and outside, let's read together at the count of two. One, two, go. Yet, and Akazo, let's read together. One, two, go. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine. Pause. The idea, the thing I generated, the thing I crafted in the immortal realm before I sent you. You remember Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 says, before I formed thee in your mother's womb, I knew thee and I ordained thee. I have chosen what you will become. He says there's an ordination. So I did not leave it to much flexibility and creativity as to what you will be. I gave you a path already, and your definition of success is your ability, number one, to find that path. But now he's saying, when I planted you as a noble vine, something that should carry the honor of my presence. He described you with another adjective. He says, holy. You were not in parts. You were not in half-half. I put you as a complete package. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Holy, a right seed. The potential of anything is in its seed. Inside one seed is a tree. Inside that one seed is a forest. Because that one tree will produce many seeds again. God don't send trees. He sends seeds. He sends things with hidden potentials in them. That when Satan looks at you and looks at any regularity, he's not able to tell God's hidden purposes. God hid greatness inside your genetic code. Only a right seed. Please, let's read together. Everybody, this is a tragedy that befalls men inside the cosmos. Let's continue. One, two, go. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine? Yet I planted thee a noble vine. I was the one who planted you. Just because God has a purpose for your life does not mean when you show up, you will fulfill that purpose. There is a system in cosmos that can turn men into a degenerate plant of a strange vine. Although you were planted a right seed and a noble vine, you can be conformed within cosmos into the degenerate plant of what? Inside and outside. Please read it together with me. Into the degenerate plant of what? How then? There were prophecies that came concerning you. Your mother one day called you and said, sit down, let me tell you what I received before I gave birth to you. Shared everything with you. Then you looked at your life. You cannot trace the correlation between all these great things that has been said versus the kind of life you see your life aligning to. The dreams of the night continue to show you that God will use you greatly. Yet every time you check your choices and how your life is aligning in this realm, is aligning to the degenerate plant of a strange vine. It is possible for cosmos to recruit men. It is possible to be sent with a mission and never show up in your place of primary assignment. It's possible to be missing in action. It's possible that you can finish all your travail on the earth, and at the end of the day, God will look at you and you never showed up in the place he sent you to do for once. Men can clap for you because you probably rose up by the standard of cosmos. But today I'm drawing our attention again to the things of immortal value. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, quickly. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let's do this together now. 1, 2, go. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth what? Anakazo, don't pretend. Say this thing with me. Let us lay aside what? And what? The sin which doth easily beset us. They didn't see, the writer didn't say, wherefore seeing that you are compassed about, he said, we, me too, I'm part of this thing. Something cosmos does to everybody is that they put a weight on everybody. And they say, if you will ever scratch your ordination, you must lay aside the weight first. Everybody also will struggle with something called the sin, which does easily beset. Did you see the word us there? Come on, let's talk. I know you think you are the only one that had to overcome something. I know you think you are the only one Satan is intentional about. I'm showing you something that will truly bring healing and deliverance. Before you were born, Satan has been doing business with your bloodline even before you arrived. Satan had found a sin that is compatible with the lust of your bloodline. Have you seen families where they say, those people, they like women? Oh, let's talk now. Have you seen tribe, that a whole tribe is associated with one particular vice? When you showed up, Satan does not have to do much guesswork. He knows this thing has worked with several generations before you, and he knows all he needs to do is to initiate it in your own life. The sin that easily besets. There are families that they are known with anger. Everybody there. Do you know that it can come to a point when people even get proud of their infirmity and they say, me, this is my only problem. I know myself. That's why. The sin that easily besets. When you show up, there are things Satan will put in your life first called weight. Part of the weight every Christian must overcome. Number one, the cares of life. That desire to want to show that you too, you are successful. That biological race that never left your head, thinking this person is my mate, see where he is now. See person we started together. What is happening in my own life? That thing that is making you wake up every morning feeling pressures to always upload a picture with a testimonial. That hunger to want to prove a point that my own life too is not failing. Nobody asked you. Have you seen people post something and write under it, pepper them? Pepper who? I've have seen ladies that put up all kinds of posts and then they say, show them. Show who? There is a default weight that comes upon the souls of men. An attempt to prove a point to your generation. Unfortunately, nobody is your mate. Lay aside every weight. Some of you, the weight you are currently carrying is the unnecessary and the unhealthy expectation people have built around your life. From secondary school, everybody is hailing you. You are going to be one of the this and that and that. Now you are looking at your life. You are gaining strength in the things that scripture called true riches, yet your eye cannot appreciate what God is doing in your life because you are trying to align with a standard. Let me share something unapologetically. I have never seen a man that truly subscribed to the kingdom and became a failure. For those of you thinking I'm advocating for complacency and mediocrity, I'm telling you the truth. True excellence comes through partnership with the Spirit. Aside every weight. Some of you have no business being in a relationship right now, but you entered. And you have to be lying to that innocent girl. She's trying to test your ability to provide. Just send you one small message. Simple message. I don't know if I can get like 5K from you. Then your phone switch off. For 2 weeks, that phone did not 5K. You are not ready for a relationship. You honestly are not ready. I wonder sometimes what some people do in what they call we are in relationship. One, you are not ready to be married. You don't have any system around you that shows you are ready for that season. Then you enter. You are sinning, falling for the sin of fornication, and you pretend like you are sorry. Lay aside every weight. This matter of destiny, there are many things you must sacrifice to carry what God has called you. There are things within the journey that Satan must put within that course to distract you. And any man that will hit destiny, you will lay it aside. Intentionally. People will call you names. For several years, I never came to the social media. You think all my friends, I remember then that they started to go. One, many of you will not even know what to go is now. All kinds of jokes they crack with me. They called me ancient man. Man of the cave, when would you join civilization? Uhode, I thank God. Every single moment they are wasting, chatting their destinies away, I was in the secret place. Lord, help me, help this destiny. I can tell you the truth by God, unrepentant. I'm telling you the truth by God. There are weeks where nobody will call my phone for 2 weeks. Yet every time I'm with my friends, there's one girl calling them all the other. Before they pick the call, they'll first laugh first. This girl again. Do you really think as a young man, I don't want somebody showing me care and attention to? But I was not ready. It's a weight. Listen, for some of you, God is already telling you something you must read right now. A weight. Why carry something that distracts you? Something that puts so much burden on you? Instead of focus, I told us already, scripture speaking, Matthew 6:22, if thine eye be single, only then can your whole body be full of light. It means if anything mistakenly catches your attention, your eye is not single again. You can look like it, but you will not become it. I'm inviting somebody already. There's somebody God is already touching your heart and saying, now you are hearing my servant. Go and drop all these things I have been warning you about and come and follow me. This was what Jesus meant when he says, who is it that wants to follow me? Let him deny himself. There are things, appetites of the flesh that every man is burdened with. Jesus says, deny that thing. Deny the urge to prove a point to your generation. Deny the urge to want to always explain yourself in things. There are many gossips people have showed up to tell me that this man of God said about you. If I paid attention by now, anytime I see that man, a pain will come to my heart. This sacrifice is calling you, oh God. This sacrifice. sin that easily besets. It took several years for Satan to find what is compatible with your lust. He tried you out several times, and the day he found out, he loves this thing, your one sin became that one. So even though you like overcome all other temptation, Satan tells them, anytime you see him trying to gain ascendancy in the spirit, just bring this particular sin. He will always fall for this one. What is the besetting sin in your life? What sin have you been hiding from people? Let me share one attribute of a besetting sin. It's always secret, a hidden thing that men cannot see, and Satan needs it to continue to grow with your life. It's a besetting sin that makes men arrive at greatness and fall from that height. Satan only sheds light on what has been secret all along. It was never secret to the immortals. He needed you to grow with it, so that when he wants to embarrass you, he opens light on it. Everybody into one vice or the other, from pornography to masturbation to alcohol to everything. I'm sharing it with you. Your fight is not alone. Let me share something for you to truly see what I'm trying to share with you. For years, I would stay and never enter a relationship. And it was for one reason. One encounter God showed me. I was sleeping and the Lord came and took my spirit, an out-of-body experience. And he took me to the valley of the shadow of death, the same place he took Ezekiel to, the same place his servant David was speaking about. And I saw a lot of dead bodies, uncountable, just lying down like sand in that valley. And one woman, if you can hear me and Akazo, say amen. One middle-aged woman, around her early 30s, just got up naked from the dead bodies. She got up from them and pointed at me from far, almost as though she cannot see the tour guide that was carrying me to show me that place. And she says, piece of bread. She pointed at me and said, what? Come on, Anakazo. She said, what? It was when she said that, my spirit man came alive. And I remember scripture spoke. He says, by means of a warish woman, an adulterous woman, a fornicative ways, a man, although created in the image of God, is reduced to a piece of bread. So I knew what is the hidden intention of darkness for my own life. So the same thing you can carelessly do, me, I cannot try it, because that is what Satan packaged for me. Let us lay aside any ways and the sin that can easily beset. Yeah, I know some of you are very strong. You are very matured spiritually. But for people like us, we stay away from some things so that we will not even... You overcome temptation first as an atmosphere so that it never becomes a suggestion. You make sure the atmosphere is not even conducive so that nothing tells you do anything. There are places I don't go to because the temptations associated with those places will never find me. There are people I don't hang out with, so that their way of life never appeals to me. They waited in that realm and continued to find a way to make sure they got me into what they should have tagged and pegged as my besetting sin. And I will plague my flesh consistently week in, week out with unreasonable fasting. Why? Lord, let this prophecy that is hanging in the realm of the spirits concerning my fall, me, piece of bread. Many of you, God have shown you what is the hidden intent of darkness, but you carelessly walked into it and Satan mastered you. God showed you the sin, showed you the hidden plan of darkness to frustrate your rising, but you didn't set any system. Show me any great man, I will show you a man who have systems of all kinds of protective systems. You think the reason why I fast is probably for provision or something? No. Real reason for fasting for us now is for our feet to remain on the path ordained for our life. Lord, I'm seeing by the day that the temptations keep increasing. Please help me. You need to remain a baby before God. Oh, never come to a point where you feel like you have understand Satan. Mess you up. He took the wisdom of Solomon and turned it to nonsense. We were praying at ABU. A friend of mine was by my side and he heard my prayer points. Then he said, Habba. Then nobody called me apostle. He said, Habba, sir. I think I was prayer secretary in that spiritual session then for EDSEF. And he says, Habba, sir. At this level, you are still praying this kind of prayer. What was my prayer point? Lord, fill me with hunger. Fill me with emptiness. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Bring on me. Take my body, my soul, and my spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, and my spirit. Breathe on me. For years, sent all kinds of candidates, and by the grace of God, listen, I continue to attribute and associate what kept me, what God has used to make sure the negative prophecy does don't find expression. I attribute it to the mercy of God. I have shared that story with some of you. There is a way God will carry your matter in his head, that when you choose to fall, he will not give you the opportunity to fall. There is a difference between the temptation to sin and the opportunity to sin. There are some people that God will never allow temptation and opportunity meet together. You have made up your mind that you will sleep with that lady. You have made up your mind finally as a lady, let me just sleep with him so that he will know I love him. Enter there to go and commit the sin. Then God sends one spiritual brother to come and visit. The guy show up and he refused to leave the room. You want to travel to go and do Kwanangida in Jaji. As you enter the car, one violent evangelist just entered. He entered, he said, some people will die suddenly in the act of sin. Then your mind begin to beat suddenly. There are people God carry your matter in his head. Some of you will decide. You will decide by yourself. A brother told me, sir, I went to the chemist and I bought a condom. I put it in my wallet and I was on my way. He says the wallet lost. God can carry your matter in his head. Make sure anything you do, I will not let you fall. I hold you. I am your righteousness. Your righteousness is not of making. I make sure even though your feet want to go left or right, I force that my path will align with anywhere you turn to. There are many people hailing themselves currently, claiming that sky. Well, Lord, I thank you. I'm not like this sister who is sleeping around. Some of you, the only reason why you are the way you are is because you have never gotten the opportunity to see him. The kind of guy that can break you has never showed up. You are healing yourself for nothing. There is no profit in the flesh. Some of you are healing yourself, and the real reason why you have never stolen yet, you have never been put in a position where real money is. Me, I cannot fight. Oh, wait until somebody match you, and then you want to talk Islam. For the first time, your hand will start shaking. Then you will realize, okay, so this is how those who fight, this is how they used to feel. I continue to attribute my standing to God. Lord, your boy has woken up again. Please lead me not into temptation this day. keep my feet in righteousness. Every day there are spirits that are waiting to bring that negative prophecy to pass. Some of you were there. I think some protocols were with me. If you were here when this thing I'm about to share happened, you will lift up your hand when I'm talking. They waited so long in the realm of the spirit and could not input that iniquity and beg a sin. Then they got angry and stepped out from the realm of secrecy. They took a human body. We finished an acaso, one powerful meeting, and I was just coming out. And a strange man with a white garment just accosted me and pointed at me and said, "When I finish with you, you will call yourself an abominable thing in the hand of God. You will defy the holy altars with fornication. You will say that I am an abominable thing in the hand of God." Question, is that the utterance of a normal man? "When I finish with you," who is this strange man? Anytime Satan begins to need to come and threaten you, it's a sign of frustration on his part. Let me share something with somebody. There are many prayers you are praying and the reasons and the motives are wrong. If Satan really wants to kill you, he will kill you secretly. If Satan wants to take your life through accident, Satan will not come to your dream and show you that you had an accident so that you go and pray and stop it. It's not a wise thing for him to do. Can somebody hear me? It only means that all of his attempts to claim your life in that regard has failed. So he needs to come and show you so that you start thinking of a thing God has not said about you. So that as you think in your heart, so you will be. He knows that if Satan really wants to bring you down, he will not come and inform you that I am CEO. I just want you to know that I'm working against you. Does that make sense? Every time you dream and saw yourself in a coffin, you don't wake up and say, "I cancel the spirit of death. 21 days fast against death." No, God did not send you. It's like Adam. God is showing up and saying, "Who told you you will die? Where did you hear it from? Go and check my word. I say you shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord." Satan always comes to show you things to have you meditate on it, so that if it can enter your heart, it can enter your life. Suddenly you want to go for that interview to experience a shift in your finances. Then you have a dream that you saw yourself with your primary school uniform. Wake up and say, "God, delay. You said delay once with your mouth. Once has he spoken, twice I heard it. Your mind continued to echo delay. You enter that exam hall, although you are saying the Lord is my shepherd, your heart is saying something else. Scripture says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable." If your mouth say rise, your heart say fall, God will follow your heart more your mouth. Because in the depth, in the levels of depth, your heart is deeper than your mouth. So scripture says, bringing every thought under what? Subjection. Because he knows Satan will put some thoughts. There are some thoughts that it is those thoughts that is the attack. The thought itself becomes the attack. So scripture says, bring it under subjection. Now you are dreaming that you saw yourself, you were very sick. Somebody, people are coming to visit you. If Satan can put sickness in your body, why must he come and inform you that I'm seeing you sick? Only so that your mind, this is what Joyce Meyer calls the battlefield of the mind, a level of warfare that is about informations entering men. Who told you this one? These are what the immortals are concerned about. Who told you that you will not live long, that you are going to die of one sickness? Somebody here is thinking you will come down with liver issue very soon, that your kidney will fail you. Every time Satan is creating a little uneasiness, one pain or the other, you are going online to go and browse names of diseases, signs and symptoms of what does it mean to have pain in this part of your body. And Satan said, "Thank you so much for this research. He gave you a very solid name of a disease." Then you hold that name and God is saying, "Where did you get this from? Where did this be?" Scripture says the diseases of the Egyptian shall not come near me. It's amazing how many of the things we struggle with, God has a position on that matter, but you abandon his stand and then you are struggling with things God never told you you have. marching order. This is the generation. This is the very people that eighth generation after Adam spoke about. People with an unusual ability to undo everything that can happen in the physical realm by a knowledge that they sustain in the spirit. People who have found a way to know what God's ordination and God's matter, God's idea is concerning a case, and they continue to stand and say, if I die, I die believing what God said. It's John G. Lake. John G. Lake that will carry himself by himself to subject himself to medical analysis and say, test me. Why is it? It's not for a sickness. He says, let me prove that even if sickness come into this body, the body can destroy it. This body is a drug of his own. He told them to put a virus on his hand and check the virus. And virus died in the hand of a man. How comes cosmos has educated you? Mosquito bite you, you fall sick. A madman has been outside from the beginning of the year. Never fall sick. Where is this information coming from? The results around your life is a posture of the information you accepted. Today you will choose you who day, this day whom you will believe. But as for me and my household, God told you many things you are still doubting. I'm seeing a sickle in the spirits, as though they are harvesting. They are harvesting from a field. The hand of God himself is gathering his harvests. Men and women who will be burdened by the hand of the Lord. Please just help them. Don't get distracted, everybody. This is an encounter. Just look at me. Who said that 13 sin? Who said you will never rise? Because even if Satan has found a way to beg that sin in your life, today there is a summoning that says, I know you and I have ordained you before time. There is a call that can make everything Satan planned to become nothing in your life. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets. Somebody here has one pain in his heart. Lord, I'm tired of pretending. I know if you tell me to lay aside the weight and you tell me to lay aside the sin, it means it is possible for men to come out of the system of sin. It means that sin cannot have dominion over men. It means the day I truly decide that, Lord, I'm tired, there is an enablement in Zion to help that your decision can stand. You will never be able to run the race that was set before you if you don't lay aside the weight and the sin that easily besets. The race that is set before you is your ordination. But before anybody who was ever great in this life, all of them had to lay aside something. And they came out of something. So you are not the first. You too, today, you will lay aside that thing you know is a weight. And you will come out of that thing that easily beset you. He says, lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset us. Then let us run with patience the race. You can't run that race until you have laid aside the weight. And then you also lay aside the sin that easily besets. For some of us is anger, some is lying, some is lust, some is all kinds of secret sin. Today, if your reputation is bigger than your demand for God's mercy, you will walk out of this place and find out that God looks at you and say, unfortunate for you, you came before my mercy and your reputation was too big. The Holy Ghost is here. Sweet Spirit of the Holy Ghost is here. He's saying, give me this weight. Just give it to me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. What is laden? It means a weight, and I will give you rest. You need rest. Don't pretend. All the people you are pretending to, they have their own struggles too. So forget men today and just lay aside the weights. God is speaking to your heart and he's waiting for you. God is waiting for you. Wherever you are, just get up on your feet and lay your hands on your chest. It's going to truly be a large call for us today. Lord, I lay this weight down. I lay it down. I don't care what men think about me. I lay it down. Every weight. Remember, you will not run that race. Oh, you are not permitted to run that race until you lay it aside. You can't run it. Those words will be your words originally. Just speak to him as he gives you utterance. Tell God, Lord, I'm tired. I lay it down. This quest to want to show myself, to want to prove that I'm successful. This appetite, this quest for fame, I lay it down. If you are led to break yourself before him, just yield yourself. Are you not tired? Should we continue in this episode of rising and falling and continue to make excuses? Or you can lay it aside. I lay it down. Please help her. I lay it down. There are ordinations in your life that will never find expression until you lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset our generation. It's not a time to look around. Lay it down. Are you talking to God? Lord, if it's true that you can truly, truly give men rest, I am tired of these weights. I am weary. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Rest from the struggles. Lord, touch your people, touch them. Reveal ordinations right now by the spirits. Unveil new chapters of their destinies by your spirits. By your spirit, Almighty God. By your spirit, Almighty God. Inside and outside, by your spirit, O God. It's an invitation. Look around and miss your encounter, or come before him and say, Lord, save this soul. Help me. I'm tired. Aside every weight. The encounter of a lifetime. I am tired of myself. Hey.
I am tired of my service. I'm tired. Honestly, I'm tired. I am tired of myself. I am tired of myself. Lord, I'm tired of my pride. Lord, I'm tired of my pride.
Jesus, let go.
I cannot make it on my own.
Jesus, let go.
Cannot make it on my own.
Jesus, let go.
People who have encounters right now, encounters in the hall, the power of God will grant men encounters. They want to do some things in the realm of the spirit. Some of you have never had an encounter before, and you see it right now. Lord, by your spirit, open their eyes. Let the veil fall. Open their eyes and show them great and mighty things that will bet the new seasons. Now, by the spirit of God. Now, by the spirit of the Lord. The eyes of men are opening. Ushers, please go around, help them. I'm seeing people's eyes opening. You are having encounters right now by the hand of the Lord. Encounters. Encounters of a lifetime, life-changing experience. Come up hither. Open their eyes, oh God. Show them the glory that is set before them. Two cases now before we go. As the Lord has laid in my spirit, there are people with calls, ordinations, giftings and grace, ministries that has been shut down by the protocols of darkness. Continue to make sure that there is a struggle in your life that will never make you rise to your full potential, and thus making sure that your calling never gains expression. I'm speaking to a category of people with a call on their life. Right now, by the Spirit of the Lord, I decree and I declare at the count of three, everybody with a call, with ordination, who is desperate, who is crying to God and say, Lord, please plant my feet and help me to stand, that my generation witness your calling upon my life. I decree and I declare by the power of the Spirit, now, the Spirit now upon them. Holy Ghost, outside.
inside, Holy Ghost, inside, Holy Ghost, now. Receive freedom, receive power, receive grace, grace to rise above sin. Receive grace, now. Upon them now, outside, upon them now. Jesus Christ, for everybody outside, with a call, with an ordination, at the count of three, 1, 2, 3, now, upon them, now, help them. I'm seeing an evangelist outside, with the power of the Spirit, now, help her. A kingdom financial by the power of the Spirit now, at the count of three, 1, in the name of Jesus, help them by the power of the Lord, now. I'm seeing people with a pen and a scroll, and they are writing and documenting encounters in Zion. I decree and declare among us, everybody here with that ministry, giving unusual access to experience encounters. I decree by the power of the Spirit, let that ministry rise now. A ready writer. By the power of the Spirit. Help them. Don't get distracted. Kingdom financiers. Men and women who would carry the burden of the house of the Lord upon their head. You pass by people who are poor, and your mind and your heart become restless. Not everybody feel that way. Every time you see people in need, your heart becomes restless. I invite and I call for that ministry, the power of the Spirit. Kingdom financiers, arise by the power of the Spirit. Arise, Lord, where are they? Pick them out. Kingdom financiers, men and women who will be empowered with finances. The psalmist, I see it written in the Spirit, the psalmist, like David, my servant, the psalmist. Lord, where are they by your power? Almighty Spirit of the Lord, let the channels of the Spirit be opened. Let psalmists rise upon them now by the Spirit of God. Everywhere in the hall, the psalmist. Honestly speaking, by God, I'm seeing a tag, my evangelist. Men and women who will soon leave the shores of this territory into nations, traveling and enforcing the mandate of the kingdom. My evangelist, the next set of global evangelists, after the order of Maurice Sorello, after the order of Billy Graham, after the order. My evangelists, I have given you a burden for souls, says the Lord. I put it upon you like a weight. I chose you and I equipped you with my family. I put everything you need to reveal my kingdom to the nations. My evangelists, Lord, where are they by your power? I'm seeing people's hearts shattered. And I'm seeing a group of women, I'm seeing them gathering their hearts and putting it together. It's a very strange ministry. You are going to use several tools to bring orderliness again to people's lives that has experienced pain. People who are hurting, God will send them to your life to bring them again. Please help them, help them, help them. People who are hurting, people who are hurting. It's a unique ministry, very unique ministry. Outside, I'm seeing two ladies. I'm seeing it come like stars upon them. Two ladies. People who are hurting. An ability to bring peace again to them. People keep coming to you to share their problems. They tell you about things that you are confused. You don't even know where to start advising them from. Something upon you is inviting them. Right now, by the Spirit of the Lord, I decree and I declare, Lord, let that ordination find expression. Now, outside, now. The ministry upon your life. Now find expression. Help them, please help them. Everybody, I want us to say this together. I'm sorry, our time is fast spent. This is the final. Say, I am an ambassador of God's kingdom. Inside and outside, say it loud. Let the powers of television hear you declare it. I am an ambassador of God's kingdom. A part of a generation that is empowered, motivated, and stirred to operate with supernatural excellence. Can you hear what you are saying to yourself? And stirred to operate with supernatural excellence and virtue. I commit to live an exemplary lifestyle of leadership and excellence, and to do all within my power to advance God's kingdom first in the heart of people and across my territory and sphere of influence. So help me God. Hallelujah. Financial giants will rise from our midst. That is the only way this prophecy can come to pass in your life. What gathered everybody here is these things you see here. This is what God says, gather my people and I will do these things in their life. This is the vision of this mandate. Anakazo, 2020. for you like it's the worst year yet. A prophecy came with the year, knowing fully well that men shall say there is a casting down. But he says, you who say there is a lifting, this will be your best year yet. And Anakazo, 2020.
Trust you've been blessed by this message. To know more about us, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI. You can also follow us on Twitter at @Anakazo_AMI. Connect with us on Instagram at @Anakazo_AMI. For more of our messages, please visit www.forshared.com. God bless you.